House Speaker Paul Ryan and a number of Republicans want to go even further and reform Medicare and Social Security as well. But some of their colleagues think that could be radioactive in a midterm election year, especially, Jeff, since President Trump has promised not to touch entitlements.
And, John, talk about that image that was projected today at the White House, that of a unified party. Is that the case right now?
Well, it sure looks like it. And remember, a few weeks ago, we were talking about, well, the race in Alabama, which split the Republican Party. And then also you've had some senators, even those who were standing behind him today, smiling and applauding, like Senator Corker, who have been openly critical of the president, suggested he may not be fit for the job. They are now all behind him. When you'd ask Paul Ryan about some of these controversies over the last several months, he would say, well, I'm not focused on that. I'm focused on our agenda, and that's what you saw today. They were in the promised land, all of them together. That locks the party in behind the president. It is not just a Republican Party that's President Trump's party, but it's now a unified Republican Party by today's actions.